Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Super excited to check in with Jamie Van Beek from Rebecca's Private Idaho Queen Stage Race. You had a time trial today, I believe, correct?
We sure did. We had a gravel time trial.
Which sounds insane, and I love it.
It was a blast. It was a neutral 20-mile ride to the gravel time trial, which I have to tell you, for me, was just a kick to be able to ride next to Josh Berry, Mark Curry, Ian Tubbs, Casey Armstrong, Hannah Bingman. I mean, these are just people that I have followed on social media and their careers, and it's so fun to just ride with them for that 20-mile neutral rollout there and back.
And you know, they're all sitting around talking right now saying, oh my gosh, it was so cool to ride with Jamie Van Beek.
Well, I doubt that, but they're sure great people. I really like the atmosphere of gravel because, truthfully, everybody races hard when we're racing. But other than that, just good people who enjoy riding gravel bikes and being outside. Super nice people.
So what was the format like? Did you ride out to a start and then do individual time trial starts? And then when you reached the finish, ride in neutral as well?
We did. We rode the 20 miles out neutral together in one big group and got to the time trial location at the bottom of the hill. And Rebecca had it set up pretty sweet, actually. They had a tent there. It's sponsored by SRAM. So they had SRAM vehicles there and a timing mat. And so they lined us up based on overall place, top 10 females, top 10 males, and had us go at 30-second intervals up the 4.5-mile gravel time trial.
So wait a minute.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's a hill climb in gravel.
It is. It's a hill climb in gravel, and it was pretty steep, but not too steep. And the gravel surface varied along the whole course, which was interesting. It'd go from small gravel to chunky gravel to soft gravel. I really wasn't expecting that. I was kind of thinking the gravel consistency would be the same through the entire time trial, but it changed as we moved our way up the hill.
Now, how do you train for something like that? I know you had a pretty phenomenal Dirty Kanza. Again, you mostly ride on the road, don't you?
Well, I do both. I really like to climb. So for me, doing training hill repeats is something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy doing big type of epic rides that have lots of elevation in them. So that helps with the training for sure when you love epic rides.
And so tell us about this epic time trial, because that had to be something to be in the start with all these really phenomenal riders around you. And were you feeling intimidated or were you just feeling energized?
It was just fun. I have to just say it was just fun. And everybody is supportive and cheering for one another. They had the timing chip at the top, and once you got to the top you could catch your breath, drink a little water, and then they actually let us come back down as the rest of people were coming up. And I have to tell you, that was just so great to cheer for people as they were coming up, and then you got to enjoy this beautiful scenery of coming down the hill, because of course going up the hill all you did was breathe hard and fight hard to get to the top of that hill.
And tell us, where did you finish today?
I finished fourth overall for females today.
And are you pretty pleased with that?
I am pleased with that. The women in front of me are all professional riders, professional teams, and so I feel pretty good for being in mid-40s, and this is my hobby. I have a daytime job and a family, so for me, I was super pleased with that result.
And what are your goals for the next two stages?
I would really like to do well and at least stay in the top four overall for the Queen Stage race. It's tough competition with these professional ladies. This is what they do for a career every day. So, but anything can happen out there in 90 miles of gravel on a gravel race. So I'm willing to dig in and see how I can do.
What's coming up in stage three?
The next race for tomorrow is actually, this one isn't for points. It's more of a for fun. If you want to do it, it's an optional ride. The last stage is a 90 mile big potato, as she calls it, gravel race with lots of elevation and lots of different gravel terrain.
So tomorrow, I can't imagine you saying, well, it's optional, so I'm just going to stay in bed and sleep.
No, I'm going to go ride. It looks like another, you know, each of these courses are based somewhere else, so they all look different as far as where you are in the woods and the terrain, and so I'm really curious to see where we go tomorrow and what it looks like here in Idaho, since this is my first time really being here.
Well, Jamie, I look forward to checking in with you tomorrow just to talk about the ride, and then definitely after the finale on Sunday. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, George.
Jamie Van Beek joining us from Ketchum, Idaho, Rebecca's Private Idaho Queen Stage Race. And from the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.